100.1. It's KZST. It's 5:30 on the nose, starting to cool down at 51 degrees. What do you say we head over to the newsroom? Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories we are following in the KZST newsroom. What appeared on video to be a funnel cloud touched down in West Sonoma County yesterday around 11 a.m. Officials cannot verify that it was a tornado until confirmation that it touched down and caused damage. Currently, it's considered a funnel cloud or potential waterspout. The last official tornado touched down in Santa Rosa back in 2011. A 28-year-old Santa Rosa man was sentenced yesterday to 12 years in prison and must register as a sex offender after his conviction for trafficking a young girl. Pedro Lopez Plasencia pled no contest to multiple charges, including human trafficking of a minor on January 2nd. He was arrested following an investigation back in October of 2022. We know it's cold in Alaska, but Mother Nature has taken it to a new extreme. Temperatures colder than minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit have hit Anchorage in recent days. The extreme cold in some places has caused heating fuel to thicken, affecting heating systems. And the roofs of at least two businesses in Anchorage collapsed under the weight of snow. In sports, the Warriors take on the Grizzlies in Memphis tonight. And congratulations to the Cardinal Newman girls basketball team. They won their 10th NBL championship in a row. Your forecast, some patchy fog tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy with a chance of a sprinkle, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, staying mostly cloudy, maybe an isolated shower, highs in the 50s. It all changes on Saturday night. Another round of heavy rain and very gusty wind for Saturday night through Monday. Looking for another 2 to 3 inches of rain. A flood watch and a wind advisory are already in place. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The Grammys will be handed out this Sunday, live from Los Angeles, starting at 5 p.m., hosted by Trevor Noah. And yes, Taylor Swift will be in attendance, but she is not expected to perform. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Remodeling your home or designing a new one? Consider Golden State Window and Door Design. Here's a message from Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
Many architects and builders who team up with Golden State Window and Door Design are experienced in working with many of our vendors, including Marvin. We're now the Bay Area's leading Marvin Direct retailer. We offer a variety of window and door options that include style, long-term performance, and energy savings. Take a look at our windows and doors page at goldenstatelumber.com. Scroll through the image gallery and be sure to take a virtual tour of our Santa Rosa showroom for inspiration. When you get some ideas, contact your architect or designer and schedule an appointment. Golden State Window and Door Design is on Aviation at Airport Boulevard.
This year marks Golden State's 70th anniversary, and we look forward to serving Sonoma County for many years to come. Golden State, when you succeed, we succeed.
At Exchange Bank, we put the needs of our community and customers first. It's the way we've been doing business for over 130 years. Hi, I'm Ann Hudson, Chief Administrative Officer for Exchange Bank. At Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County, and that means supporting local organizations such as Legal Aid of Sonoma County. Here's Operations Manager Sunny Ngo to tell you more.
Thanks, Ann. Legal Aid of Sonoma County provides crisis legal services to low-income families, children, elders, immigrants, and small business owners. We assist over 5,000 residents every year with crisis legal needs. These include domestic violence, child and elder abuse, low-income housing issues, disaster recovery, and legal obstacles to health and employment. We even offer all of our services in English and Spanish.
Learn more at legalaidsc.org. At Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 643948.
All right, Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams, 534. Looking much better on the roadways. No stalls or accidents. Just got a little bit of congestion. Southbound 101 from Hearn going back to Steele. Northbound, right around Yolanda, and that's going back about to Todd Road right now. And looking good in Petaluma. East and westbound Highway 12 once again. Looking good as well as we get ready for the weekend. Make sure you're buckled up. It's your latest up to the minute CHP traffic.
100.1.
Where I get older, but just never wiser. Midnight's become
be left to my own devices. They come with prices and vices. I end up in crisis. All this time I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, 'cause you got tired of my scheming. For the last time, it's me.
County's 100.1. It is KZST. I'm Mike Adams. Getting ready for Delilah coming up at 7 o'clock. Matter of fact, she's here each and every night at 7 o'clock. Amazing stories and love songs, dedications. She'll take your calls as well. And it's right here each and every night on 100.1 KZST. You're listening to the heartbeat of Sonoma County. 100.1 KZST.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free I-10 tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
If you're a human resource professional, recruiter, or business owner, you should have another title after your name, Assistant CFO. It's true. Every person that you hire has a direct impact on the profitability of your organization. Hire well, and profitability increases. Hire poorly? Well, that's not good. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at SonomaMediaGroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Score super savings for game day at Raley's in Nob Hill. Rack up amazing deals on grilling greats like mouthwatering ribs and delicious tri-tip roasts. Plus, ready-to-eat crowd favorites fresh from our deli. Save on game day and every day only at Raley's in Nob Hill.
Sonoma County's 100.1. It's KZST. It's Mike Adams, 544, 16 minutes away from 6 o'clock. And the final information update on the way with Brent Allen. But roadways, no stalls or accidents, but we do have a hazard. It looks like something is blocking the entire lane. And this is going to be southbound Calistoga, just north of Gates. So Calistoga Road at Gates Road. Looks like CHP is going to be on the way to clear that up. Other than that, we're looking good. Let's see. Southbound 101 from Hearn back to Steel Lane. That's going to be a slow go. Northbound starting to clear up nicely. Got a little bit by Todd and looking good in Petaluma. Just make sure you're buckled up. It's your latest up-to-the-minute CHP traffic.
By the way, check us out on Facebook and stay plugged in. 100.1 KCST.
KZST, it is Mike Adams. Now we're going to be rolling up on 6 o'clock, and I got to tell you, we do have a slim chance of a shower tonight. Going to get very chilly, down to 39 on the overnight, and you may want to snuggle up, okay?
Will you count me in?
51 now at KZST.
I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. Starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my windowpane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. Start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. But what am I gonna say? When you
thoughts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time wherever you go. Starts in my soul, and I lose all control when you kiss my nose. The feeling shows, 'cause you make me smile, baby. Just take your time now, holding me tight.
County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams. All right, 5:55. That means, yes, just 5 minutes away from the final information update with Brent Allen. He'll have the latest for you. It's next on 100.1 KZST. Sonoma County's 100.1. It's KZST Santa Rosa. Rolling up on 6 o'clock, starting to cool down at 51 degrees. And time to head over to the newsroom. Brent Allen has the latest. Brent.
Thank you, Mike. Good evening, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories we are following in the KZST newsroom. Northern California's commercial fishermen are getting $20.6 million in federal disaster relief, but that's far from enough. Originally, Governor Newsom had applied for $45 million to help the struggling salmon industry after the loss of the 2023 season and years of drought that have reduced salmon stock. What appeared on video to be a funnel cloud touched down in West Sonoma County yesterday around 11.